This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I got some bad news for you. You want the bad news or the bad news?
I don't know what kind of news could possibly be bad on such a fine day.
Well, you gave us the double dip news, right?
So 11 times since the draft has been shortened to 7 rounds, an NFL team has drafted 2 quarterbacks in the same draft. 11 times. The Browns are the 11th team to do it, and the 3rd in the last 4 years.
Yeah. So, if you're hoping that they're going to make the playoffs, I wouldn't buy playoff tickets. How's that sound?
Well, you're drafting young quarterbacks. Yeah. I would assume no, but maybe the next year.
You want to guess how many times a team has actually made the playoffs when they've drafted 2 quarterbacks in the same?
Since 94.
Since 94?
Once.
And that would be?
I don't know. Which
oh, you know exactly. You know it was. It was the year that we all thought.
RG3?
Wow, I can't. Yeah, it was
RG3. With Washington?
Yeah.
Okay. There it is.
And there you have it. They were 10-6, first place in the NFC East, and they lost to Seattle 24-14 in the playoffs.
Dano, do you have some fun list music? I never call for list music, but you might need some for
He's
this.
He's always calling for something. Come on, man. You always call for your own drops.
You think about it. So 11 times, the Browns are the 11th team since the draft was shortened in 1994 to draft 2 quarterbacks in the same draft. I went back and I thought, how long has it been since the Browns have drafted more than one quarterback in a draft? It's been a while. And I went all the way back through their history. And Andy?
Jeff?
Have you eaten?
No, I've not eaten
yet. All right, good. Then you have nothing that you're going to regurgitate here. You ready?
You okay.
Last time the Browns took 2 quarterbacks in the same draft, and I'm pretty sure all of this is absolutely on the money, I don't think I screwed it up, was 1976. And I knew one of these guys immediately. In the 4th round, they took Gene Swick.
Oh, Gene Swick.
Who doesn't know Gene Swick?
Gene played his football at Toledo. That's why I know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then a guy named Craig Nagel in the 9th round.
He's from Purdue. Bucks, Craig.
Neither guy ever played a game in the National Football League. In 1970, they took Mike Phipps in the 1st round out of Purdue.
That didn't work out real well.
Traded Paul Warfield to get that pick. And Mike, of course, played a lot of football, 119 games. But in the 6th round, they took a guy named Mike Silek from Iowa. This gets worse. You ready?
Yep.
In 1965, the Browns actually drafted 3 quarterbacks.
3 quarterbacks?
Oh, it gets worse. In 1965, they took Gary Lane from Missouri.
Did Art Modell have the team at that point? Because this would be an Art Modell move. So
Bill and Parma, if you're listening. Gary Lane from Missouri coming to the Browns in the 9th round of 65. He actually played in 18 NFL games. Pat Skreen from LSU in the 10th. And Dan Simrell of Toledo in the 14th round. Anybody know Dan Simrell?
Oh, Dan Simrell, yeah.
Later went on to be the head coach of the Toledo Rockets and the Findlay Oilers.
Sure.
A couple of college teams here in Ohio, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
In 1962, Browns drafted 2 guys, John Furman from UTEP, John Anabo from Fresno State. Neither ever played in an NFL game. Furman was actually a 3rd-round draft choice. Dude never played in an NFL game. The haze going on there. In 1958... Jim Ninowski, and Jim actually played a lot. He's from Michigan State, played in 89 games. Jim Ninowski, and then in the 12th round took Bob Broadhead from Duke, who played in 4 games.
Oh, I remember those games well.
Just got that goal for him, which is nice.
Are you sitting, Andy?
Well, I just got, you know what the hard part was? I had to wear a wool suit.
Almost done with
games.
This.
You remember everybody sitting next to me? They would all wear suits.
And they had their tie and their fedoras.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sitting, Dandy?
Dandy is, yes. Sure.
Dandy?
Yeah.
Dandy and Andy?
Yeah.
In 1957, Dan, are you sitting?
No, I prefer to stand. It's easier.
The Browns drafted four quarterbacks in 1957.
I can already hear a chunk of the fan base going, finally got it right.
There were 106 rounds in the 1957.
In the second round, they drafted Milt Plum, who actually had a long career. Dude. Yeah, Milt played here, and then he went to Detroit.
In fact, they once said, who cares about New York being the Big Apple? Cleveland is the Milt Plum.
He's from Penn State, played in 129 NFL games.
Thank you.
Then in the 19th round, they used to have so many rounds. Kenny Plowin from Iowa. 22nd round, Bob Winters from Utah State. You're going to recognize. In the 25th round, they took a quarterback from Miami of Ohio who actually played in three games. Thomas Dimitroff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Who later worked for the Browns as a scout and his son.
Yeah.
Former GM of the Falcons.
This is 57 still?
Yep. And then the first time they did it, they took Harry Aganis from Boston University in the first round in 1952.
We would have hated that 57 draft. You know why?
Harry never played first round pick.
Would they leave on the board?
Well, we wouldn't have had time to talk about it because the draft was at the end of November. It was on my birthday. It was November 26, 11 years.
And then Don Klosterman from Loyola Marymount played two games. Now, what's the point of this?
So we can make fun of you?
Yeah, I needed time to kill us.
To remind you of all the times that you've told me I need to go outside so that I could tell you to go outside.
So are you ready for this?
Yeah. Do you know how many rounds they had in 57?
30.
30 rounds. And you know how many teams were in the draft?
12.
13.
17. In the years where the Browns took more than one quarterback before this year, they took 17 quarterbacks. Okay. You think the trouble with our franchise just started in 99 with quarterbacks? We were lucky because you had Otto Graham. Then you had Dr. Frank Ryan. Then you had Bill Nelson. Then you had Brian Sipe, Mike Phipps, and Bernie. Okay, so you did have some guys. But in these multiple quarterback drafts before this year, 17 quarterbacks were taken in the drafts where they took more than one. 10 of the 17 never played in an NFL game. And three guys played in four or fewer games. So 14 of the 17 guys, Andy, played in four or fewer NFL games.
All I know is,
done, Browns.
Good job. I'm playing Wheel of Roulette with the 1957 draft. I mean, what were the Browns thinking? They took Paul Kamara, who was an end out of Stanford with the 42nd pick, and the Eagles took Sonny Jurgensen. Like, what were we thinking?
Sonny from Duke.
Oh, talk about dumb.
They traded Sonny Jurgensen to the Redskins for Norm Snead.
Oh.
Swapped quarterbacks.
And, by the way, the Browns also could have had Luke Owens from Kent State in that 57 draft, and they didn't.
Okay, great.
I mean, come on. We're looking at a Kent State guy that got drafted way before all these other. Well, this is awesome.
So what does this mean about right now? It means this. You drafted Dillon Gabriel. You drafted Shedeur Sanders. You're taking a shot at getting lucky. Because for the most part, the teams that have done it since 94 who drafted two quarterbacks, they didn't hit. One of the guys might have hit. In most cases, neither guy ended up being a rousing success. The only place where I think you can really say both guys were a success, and it's a stretch, was RG3 and Kirk Cousins. Because I think RG3 would have had a fine career had he not been injured. Robert was pretty good. And then he got hurt. And that kind of ended things. Hmm. But most of the other ones, no. And when the Browns in the past have drafted multiple quarterbacks, oh my God, just terrible. So how do they make it work now? Do they make it work by keeping two rookies and watching some veteran play? Probably. And see if one of these guys, Andy, if one of these guys can even develop into a backup who plays a little bit, it's probably a success. Because, again, you don't draft a quarterback in the first round, you're having issues, right? I mean, you're keeping your fingers crossed and you're hoping you got lucky. Teams don't get lucky. We just showed you. Teams don't get lucky here very often. And the Browns are hoping to get lucky with either Gabriel or Sanders, maybe with Pickett, and then see what happens. Did I depress you?
No, you didn't depress me. But now that I've made me jump back into the time machine. I hate you for doing this stuff sometimes.
Thanks.
You bring up these
you
things.
You hate me for a lot of reasons.
Well, then I come up with these thought-provoking things.
Yet we've been
things.
Friends for a very long time.
Like in that,
I called you the most generous man I know.
I know
you know why? Because
know,
you are.
I know.
You're relatively a nice guy.
Gene Hickerson was also in that 57.
You drive us all up a wall, but you're a nice guy.
Can we do this topic tomorrow? Should the Browns have taken Paul Hornung or Len Dawson over Jim Brown in the 57 draft?
216-47.
Look how stacked.
Light up those phone lines.
Man, that 57 draft was stacked, man. Paul Hornung was the first overall pick. Len Dawson went to the Steelers.
You have a cell phone or a touch tone, we don't want to hear from you. It's a rotary-only topic.
Right of Alliance.
Jim Parker went to the Colts that year. The Colts. He was the highest Buckeye drafted.
Jim Parker went to the Colts.
Or Jim Parker went to the Colts. Thank you.
Maybe a Western Union telegram to give us your thoughts,
oh,
too.
Oh, of course.
Do you think everybody here realizes what a keep-your-fingers-crossed proposition drafting Gabriel in the third and Sanders in the fifth really is? Or do you think people are just so giddy about the idea of Shadur in particular and not Dylan Gabriel? I don't think anybody's giddy about Dylan Gabriel, and maybe they should be. Our buddy Lance Reisland is giddy about Dylan Gabriel. That's about it.
History
do you
should
think
tell
people
you.
People understand that this is a crapshoot and you're hoping to get lucky, folks. That's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, history should tell you
this.
You
didn't draft your guy.
History should tell you that if you want instant success, that's not happening from this draft. It's not.
And the idea of having success at any level with these guys is a keep your fingers crossed proposition.
True.
That's why I think if either one of those quarterbacks starts at any point this year of the young guys, either something went unbelievably right.
I am.
Or quite wrong.
There is a question that's just haunting me. Who do the fans want to start this year? Like, I have no feel for this.
I don't think the fans.
This is four days in a row.
If I had to bet, it's Shadur Sanders.
I thought that until this morning, and then I caught this line on the morning show, and they were, I think Ken said 70%. He thinks that 70% of fans want Joe Flacco to start. Are you buying that? That you think 70? And he was throwing.
No,
I mean, he wasn't.
I think he's the odd man out.
You think Flacco's the odd man out?
Well,
but
I do.
If that's the case, that's the guy the fans want or think is going to start this year, where really are we with this thing?
I honestly,
we are a mess.
I honestly think it's Kenny Pickett, but I think if I had to guess, my guess is that most folks would love to see Shadur Sanders as the starting quarterback of this team. And, you know, Shadur's getting most of the talk, he's getting most of the buzz, and that's where this is. And I think that's understandable because he had most of the talk and most of the buzz coming in, even though he wasn't nearly as productive as a college quarterback as Dylan Gabriel.
I think the point is if he would have been drafted number two overall, that'd be a really easy argument to make.
Oh, there's no question who the guy would be. And Andy, you'd throw him out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be out there, wouldn't he?
No, but the fifth round gives them all kinds of slack to do whatever. Like, I'm just wondering, people sitting around saying who's going to be the Browns starting quarterback, who do they want?
I think it's Shadur Sanders. So with that in mind.
In accordance with the Radio Act of 1927, equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
We have to do it because we don't want the legal ramifications in case we don't. Dylan is
He's not running for office, Jeff. I'm just saying.
He's the middle child of three brothers, and they're all named after NFL players.
Really?
And when we did our Let's Find Us a Quarterback, I mentioned this. He has a brother, Dylan, who's named after former Bengals Patriots running back Corey Dillon.
Yep.
He has a brother named Garrison, who is his agent, by the way, business manager.
Okay.
And is named after former Arizona running back Garrison Hurst.
Ah.
And Dylan is named after Corey Dillon. Sorry about that. And his brother Roman is actually named after Rams quarterback Roman Gabriel. So he is Roman Gabriel. Yeah, and Dylan Gabriel's named after Corey Dillon.
Why would you do that to your kid?
I don't know. Well, his dad was a football player, so maybe that was it.
Unless they're friends, I mean.
Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's going to join us next. He's also covering the Cavs, so double duty Daryl next on Baskin and Phelps.